Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Baseball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Baseball. The Tigers in the midst of an eight-game homestand. It continues with a Tuesday night game with Alabama State at 6 o'clock at Plainsman Park. Then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week for Kentucky comes to town. 6:30 on Thursday, 6 o'clock on Friday, and 2 o'clock on Saturday. Joined by Tigers head coach Butch Thompson, a two-game win streak coming out of UAB, and then the game one. You had an opportunity to win a series on Sunday against a really good and a very powerful Tennessee ball club.
Yeah, we were riding in pretty good place, and we were trying to talk about a wave and a momentum coming out, a good win. It's good to see a lot of people in Birmingham to come out and support us against UAB on Wednesday. Man, the guys did a good job offensively. Game one against Tennessee, got to 9 runs. That was huge. And Carson Myers come in and settled things, took the sting out of, you know, Tennessee. It's just the best offensive club in our league, and has been statistically, and it absolutely showed up again the last two games. But game one, Carson Myers, and then probably the best outing of his career. I know the longest outing of the career, John Armstrong. He just pitched elite, I think is what we advertised it. And so, you know, the rest of the weekend was disappointing because their offense showed up, the strength of their ball club. We were not able to keep it at bay. And, you know, that's where we just have to continue. But it's been an amazing, tough start with all these amazing teams. And it won't stop. It won't, you know, end with us starting another week. But hopefully we'll keep trying to figure out how to steady ourselves, make some adjustments, and get ready for another week.
What is it that Carson and John did so well for you on Friday?
Yeah, Carson had a few walks, but I really think that he really tried to shoot for the pin, so to speak, and the slider. I think he put the ball in a good spot. And then John really got a four-seam fastball from a lower slot going. So it's coming from it's almost that optical illusion of the rise ball. I noticed most of his swing and misses and strikeouts there on Friday were from that low slot that he has, but the ball's actually pitched up in the zone, and he found a hole, and he absolutely wore it out for four innings.
What's the message to your ball club as you get ready for an Alabama State team coming in here on Tuesday? And then, as you mentioned, it's another top 10 team. This will be the fifth straight weekend that Auburn has faced a top 10 team, a red hot Kentucky team that swept Alabama in Lexington this week.
Yeah, and they only have one loss in the league. I think you just keep getting your mind pointed toward what's ahead, and we have 6 weeks of SEC play. We have a long way to go. You know, I talked about yesterday with you post-game of, like, this is my responsibility, all the guys. What I need, you know, our coaching staff. I need Coach Tiefert with our pitchers. You know, we didn't show up as offensively the last two games against Tennessee either. Their offense had a lot to do with that by running out and getting a big lead. But all of our coaches need to absolutely, you know, try to stay in the fight. We need our players to – what adjustments can we make? It looked like Tennessee had advantages along the way with some stuff that we were doing. So it just seemed like they were on way too many pitches. Mm. So I think that started last night, today – of what are those adjustments. That was, these last 2 days were different than our first, you know, 3.5 weeks of SEC play. So we need to learn something from that and not run and hide. But, you know, I made the statements I made yesterday because I need to take responsibility for the ball club where we can keep focus, because, again, that was the largest three-game series we've ever had at Plainsman Park. Our people have been amazing. As you keep seeing things being built around our program, it's like starting from where we did, we've kind of done this together with our fan base, our stakeholders, people that love our program, players. We have a challenge now that we need to absolutely focus on to give us a chance to be successful moving forward these last 6 weeks. But we have more things intact and a richer, deeper, rounded out program than ever before. But it's frustrating, to say the least. And we think most of our things that could cure and get us going would be, you know, on the mound and finding ourselves on the mound. We've had to do that in years past. We had to do that as soon as last year. So it's not uncommon ground. although you have a new pitching coach and, you know, some new pitchers that are out there throwing. It's just, it's kind of normal to go through something because you play so many games in baseball. But, what was disappointing was we felt like it was time. And after Friday night, we felt like that we were going to cash in on a series. So you just have to absolutely stay with it, make these adjustments, and keep moving forward.
You look at this weekend, and as you mentioned, the crowds were a record-setting. Over 5,000, 5,100 on Friday. Set a new attendance mark again on Saturday with over 5,500 and just under 5,000 on Sunday. What's your message to the Auburn family that have come out in record numbers with this ball club this season?
Yeah, stay. Keep with it. I hope the experience, it seems like, the things that, our staff outside collectively, the athletic department, have done to make kind of a county fair behind home plate down on the concourse. There's more experience items to Auburn baseball than there's ever been provided before. Again, that's because of some of the success in the past, and it's taken a long time to build this stuff. And now that's what I'm most disappointed about, is all this is converging at the right time, and, we're not playing good baseball. Just hang in there with us. We'll absolutely get this thing going again. We're playing a Kentucky team that's totally different, so you can't have your head in the sand. You got to adjust to, an Alabama State team, a Kentucky team. We have to prepare for a team that, cherishes every base runner. They have a ton of walks, Kentucky does. They're fourth in the league in bunting, so they're absolutely going to play the short game. Mm-hmm. And, they're playing up in Lexington in a big park, probably cooler temperatures, and the long ball can happen. They got some guys that absolutely can hit, but they've built an offense around trying to do some other things to manufacture runs. We'll have to be good at controlling the running game. They have 88 stolen bases. To put that in perspective, I think Vanderbilt has 72 stolen base attempts, and we're at 63. So that's 25 more than we have, and we've advertised how much more we're trying to steal and run the bases. So that's why if you absolutely just wallow in it or get sad in it, you're not moving forward. I want everybody to be preparing for, a Kentucky team that's only lost one game in our league, for the things that they'll do different than Tennessee. So we need to put our focus in that. The players need to spend some time together. We need to absolutely look at where we're at. And like I said, we have experience with that, and we'll absolutely continue to use some of that to put into practice for this club.
How do you pitch it, at least in game one of this week with Alabama State?
Yeah, we'll absolutely start Herbert Holtz again. He was our Wednesday starter when we eventually played up at UAB. So got a veteran to go out there and hopefully get us underway. And I think we'll audition a few more left-handed pitchers. I think you saw Crotchfeld last week at UAB, but it'll probably be pretty choppy after that, maybe some one-inning affairs. Griffin Graves is a freshman. We got to get back out there. He was sidelined a little bit for a couple of weeks, and he's thrown well recently. It'd be nice to get him going again. That's one thing I would like to urge, if we can get a little more left-handedness. Maybe Drew Nelson is a guy that pitched a ton for us last year that maybe can get out there tomorrow and see where he's at, because he's been working hard as well.
Have you decided on the weekend yet?
Haven't. I would think it's going to be very similar to last weekend. We might name two starters this week, just trying to get ahead and see what comes out of tomorrow. But I think we'll probably go back with Watts again. I think Alsop is throwing so many more strikes, and I think the coaching staff still believes that he could be the right matchup. So I wouldn't be surprised if we did like Watts and Alsop, but we'll take another day to confirm. And then maybe, and we left two slots open in the TBA realm last week. I think we'll probably leave one this week.
You have been down this road before, where you have to play extraordinarily well down the second half of a conference season. So you do have that road work, that map, that you've done it before.
Yeah. Well, you hopefully get closer together, right? Through challenges and everything, right. your group gets smaller. People that are interested and invested. You actually circle the wagons, a Gideon's army, if you will, and that's not a bad place to be. But there's some changes got to happen, and every team's different. But I'm counting on, banking on the character and quality of our people to come in here again and figure out some strategies. And at some point, you know, Tennessee absolutely erased us these last two games. We did not have a chance to win those two ball games. And I felt differently the 3 weeks before where we could have been in games. And I can't make what I think is, in looking at this by myself at home at night after these tough games or a tough stretch of, like, you know, this club in some way, shape, form, or fashion in a normal world could be 5-7 after playing this schedule. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but we're not. But at the same time, I can see kind of a three-game deal away from where we probably should be at this point. And that starts giving me some reality of, like, all right, this isn't as bad as it feels or seems, and what do we got to do to absolutely make this better? And we don't have to move mountains, but one, if we have a decent team, because I've liked this team, so this has been very disappointing. I thought this team could absolutely hang with anybody. I still expect this team to find a run because I think it's good enough to do that. Instead of looking at all this win-loss record, we have six conference weekends, and then we have six super regionals. Maybe a different way to look at it and think about it. We've lost four super regionals. Can we? We need to balance that somehow and win four. We really need to win five or six super regionals. Can we play it that way? So I'm trying to do everything I can to circle up, keep us learning things, preparing for this next opponent. We don't need to be talking about what just happened. We need to be talking about this opponent because they're definitely bringing us enough challenges, and that needs to be the focus today, and that'd be one step.
We'll be there with you. Look forward to it.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Butch Thompson on This Week at Auburn Baseball.